Hey everybody, it's Christopher Not Walking. Welcome to the Dirty Nerdy Show, and today we have a very special guest who, like, guys, I'm actually a big fan of this person. I'm super excited to have her on. Guys, welcome. Always slightly sleepy.
Hello everyone. I'm sleepy.
Yeah, you is. So, what up, Sleepy?
I don't know. What up with you? I'm just getting interviewed by an awesome person. For the first time ever.
First time ever. So, you're kind of like the queen of Reddit.
No, don't say that.
Definitely. That was the first place I ever saw you, and then I checked out your ASMR content, and I was like, she is the best ever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so how did you get into ASMR?
Oh, I was young. I was still in high school. And the first person I ever found was someone who I'm not subscribed to anymore, and I should probably re-find her because I remember I used to really like her videos. But I think her name is The Water Whispers Elsa.
Ooh, yes, something like that.
It might just be Water Whispers Elsa, not the... I'm not sure. But anyway, she was the first person I found, and I loved her channel, and I just loved everything about ASMR. And then after that, I went down the normal rabbit hole that people go through with all of the bigger creators and stuff. So, yeah.
What did you love about her?
Well, it was the first time I had ever really found something like that was just, like, so relaxing and so calming and so, like, intriguing. I think that was a big part of it. Like, the initial wonderment of, like, what on earth is this thing?
Yeah.
And, I don't know, she was, she didn't have an English-speaking accent, and I can't remember where she's from anymore, but she had a really cool accent, and I thought that was cool because I love accents, because I do theater, and accents are, like, just fun. And I think also that was one of the first reasons that I liked looking at a whole bunch of different ASMR artists from different places, was that they were really good examples of normal people speaking in their normal accent, not for, like, some kind of show or movie or something like that. It was, like, real people's actual accents from all these different places. So, I don't know. I love that, too. And I kind of went on a bit of a tangent. So, I don't know if I answered your question.
You did. I like tangents. Tangents are good. If you want to go on a tangent, go right ahead. You mentioned that you started, you know, with theater, and you're a theater nerd, and you love acting.
Right.
So, I have a question. How come you haven't done a lot of, like, role plays? Like, that should be, like, your thing.
Right. Yeah, people ask for them a lot, and I've done a few, but not very many. And I think a lot of the reason for me is just that whenever I'm watching ASMR, I don't usually gravitate towards role plays. There are a few role plays that I really like, but generally I really do just like it when it's the ASMR artist being themselves talking to the camera. And so I think that's why that tends to be a lot of the thing that I do.
Yeah.
And also, because I'm coming from Reddit, and the subreddits I go on are, like, so roleplay focused, I was a little bit afraid that if I came into the ASMR world and started doing a whole bunch of roleplays, people would think that I was trying to do the same thing on Reddit as I was on YouTube, and I'm not. So
it's a very different thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice kind of line for me to draw. And so also, like, the few roleplays that I do have aren't super, like, detailed. They're kind of just, like, vague, I am friend, we are talking kind of things. And I think that that helps to still keep that line in place.
Okay. You mentioned that you came from Reddit, right? And doing, like, audios over there. What is one idea for an audio? Doesn't have to be, you know, like your typical, like, style. It can be anything. What is, like, one, like, role play that you want to do in ASMR?
In ASMR? I don't know. Like, kind of friend role plays are something that I've always really liked. And another kind of pool of role plays that I haven't jumped into yet, just because I don't think my audience would like it, is kind of, like, older sister role plays, because I've watched a lot of older sister role plays that are, like, directed towards younger sister. And I really like that kind of stuff just because it's, like, sweet and relatable. The only problem for me is that, like, most of my audience is male, which I guess is to be expected, but I feel like that would kind of alienate them. But yeah, I think big sister role plays are cool.
You should do that. You should do a younger, like a younger brother role play.
I could. I don't know. I'm afraid people would start making weird, gross comments.
That, or they would be like that. That, or they would be like, "Why did you friend zone me?"
Yeah, or that. Either or. You never know. Oh, another thing that I have thought about doing though is doing like some kind of like mean role plays. Just for fun. I mean, it would kind of be a joke, but I mean, something that I talked about a little bit in my last ASMR video was like a reverse affirmations audio, where I could just like get really, you know, get really close to the mic and say stuff like, "You have a really big test tomorrow," and, you know, like talk them down from all of their pride and confidence and happiness and just make them very sad and lonely feeling by the end of the
That would be hilarious. Please do
I really
that.
Want to do it. It just do seems it. So fun to me.
Do it. Because that's something I would get into. I'd be like, "You suck. You suck so much.
You're so lame.
Why are you so terrible at everything?
God.
God, get out of here. Make sure you click all the ads, though."
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think of these people threatening to quit because of, like, ads and everything, like ad revenue leaving?
I don't know. I think kind of we're stuck at this point, at least for the next few years, of YouTube just being the only good platform for videos, basically. Like, other ones exist, but YouTube is never going to come down from being the top one, at least not in the foreseeable future, pretty much no matter what. So kind of, like, while I think that a lot of the stuff going on with ads is bad, and I don't agree with what YouTube is doing, I don't think it's going to change very much. And I think that if creators leave, it's not going to become any sort of movement where YouTube will actually be like, "You know what, you're right, let's fix things." I think YouTube is going to be YouTube, and it's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah. So, I feel like this. If creators were to leave, then just more creators would come on YouTube.
Yeah.
And there would be, like, a new, like, PewDiePie. There'd be, like, the new, like, everything.
Yeah.
So, I think we should all just stick around for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I don't know why I ask that. Oh, I know why. I asked that because somebody earlier said something on Twitter, and then I read it, and I was like, "Oh, yeah." So it was in my head. So besides Elsa, who else are some of your favorite artists in the game? Like, who do you dig? Who do you listen to?
I'm subscribed to a ridiculous number of ASMR channels, and I tend to go through phases where I have favorites, and then people start, I kind of have to wean myself off of people because I stop getting triggered by them, and then I go through other people. So I don't usually have any, like, favorites that stick around for long, but definitely some of my favorites that have in the past stuck around for a while were Fast ASMR. I always go back to her channel eventually. I love her.
Oh my god, she's amazing.
Yeah, I love her so much. Fast ASMR, Raffy Taffy, ASMR Darling, that ASMR chick, I feel like she used to be really big, and not a lot of people don't know her whenever I mention her anymore,
I really liked
her videos. Yeah, she kind of stopped posting, but it's okay.
She was cool, man. What happened to her?
I don't know. I think one of the reasons I liked her so much was that she was a lot of the time kind of like not happy in her videos, and it just seemed like so real how she kind of had, like, I don't know, she just had this tired, apathetic view on life sometimes in her videos, and it was just so real and so raw, and her sounds were so good, and yeah, I thought it was comforting to not have someone like smiling and giggling at the camera all the time.
very Napoleon Dynamite, all like, hi guys.
not quite like that, but but yeah, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that ASMR chick, who else? Heather Feather, of course. How can you not like Heather Feather?
She is the queen.
She is the queen. Some of my, I think probably my favorite, like, mostly sound ASMR channel is ASMR Surge.
Ooh.
I think that's what it's called. I really like them. They have, I think it's them who have, like, the soap carving videos. I hope I have that right in my head. But soap carving, oh my god, is the most beautiful noise in the world, and I love it. Yeah. Yeah, those are my favorites.
So what are your, some of your favorite triggers? You mentioned soap carving.
Yeah, soap carving. Soft speaking is always nice for me. I like also anything where, like, the lens of the camera, things get really, really close to the lens of the camera, whether that's like face touching or brushing, or if it's like a makeup thing, or anything where face is being touched, I like. Or tapping was one of my first big triggers that I liked. Yeah. Those are my favorites.
Face touching is like one of my favorites, along with like massage videos. But they don't make them like they used to. Like, everything is, like, either an ear massage or, like, it's... Nobody ever does, like, the, like, basic, like, let's stick, like, a pillow behind the camera and call it your shoulders, like, shoulder massage. Like, no one does that anymore.
Yeah.
I miss a lot of the... Do you think a lot of the creativity is gone because we have all this... all this equipment now that we can use, you know, for certain things? Like, there's the 3DO and all these other things.
I don't know. I think the creative people are still there if you look. But yeah, I mean, things have definitely gotten a lot easier. And personally, I almost always really, really love, like, low quality ASMR, whether that's audio or visual. There's just something, like, kind of comforting about it being, you know, not in, like, in, like, high definition and like perfect audio with no background noise. So I don't know. I think a lot of the creativity is still there if you look, but definitely some creators can kind of like get off easy with not having to be creative. And I think that can show, but it also it's for a specific audience. And I think that people still like that kind of stuff. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks.
Precisely.
So, we have some fan questions, and we're going to get to those in a minute. But first, what are some of the goals that you have for your channel in 2017?
More consistent posting. More consistent posting. Dear Jesus, Lord, I need to post more consistently. And my biggest problem with that is just, like, my school schedule and stuff can get murderous. But, gosh, if I could consistently do one post a week, I would feel so proud of myself, because that shouldn't be as hard as it is. But for whatever reason, it can get really difficult for me. So that's definitely my biggest goal. Other than that, I want to get a tripod for my camera, because that sounds like something that would help so much.
Yeah.
'Cause so many times I like set up my camera and I get frustrated because I can't get it at like an angle that I wanted, because I have to have it kind of sitting parallel on a stack of books, and I can't do much with that. So yeah, tripod and more consistent posting.
What's the perfect angle for someone who's like not quite like showing their face?
Well, I mean, recently I've kind of been doing a straight on angle. It's just, you know, you can't see above my like lips or the bottom of my nose. But things that I've wanted to try that would require a tripod are like videos from the top down, where I could like do things with my hands. Like, I've wanted to do a kinetic sand video shown from the top instead of shown from the front.
Yeah.
Or like coloring or drawing or
you could be like ALB.
Yeah, exactly. Anything like that would be great if I could have a top down shot.
Yeah. I think that'll be great. You ever thought about like masks?
I don't know. I feel like you can still at that point, it's still showing a little bit too much, because you can see, like, the full shape of my face, and you might be able to see my hair, or depending on the mask, I don't know. I feel like you can still see more just by showing, like, even under a mask, the top of your head. I must keep it secret. Ha ha ha.
It must be a secret.
Yes.
So, I really want to ask you a few things about audios, because I did. Mm-hmm. I do think it's interesting to go to have these two sort of like parallels, where you have, you know, your ASMR content, and then
right.
that's one way, and then you have like the audio content, which can be a complete left turn, and I just wanted to talk about that for a little bit. So, how did you get into audio?
Well, I did originally just get into a lot of the sweet kind of ASMR-ish relationship-y roleplay audio in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then eventually I kind of just had so many friends in the audio community who made content for GWA that, you know, I don't know, it just started looking more and more fun to me. And another big part of it was, again, like the theater acting part. You mm-hmm. just don't get to act that kind of stuff anywhere except for in audios on Reddit. Some of these scenes are so crazy and weird that, like, I couldn't pass up the chance to let myself act them out, because it just looked so fun. So that was kind of the original reason that I got in, and probably the main reason why I've stuck around.
Some of those are very sort of out there. How do you get into character?
Well, see, if this were going to be like a super professional production that I were going to do on stage, it probably would be a whole bunch of work and months of analyzing the text and imagining the backstory of my character and stuff like that, right? But
yeah.
For the majority of my audios, I'm usually basically cold reading it. Like, I might have skimmed the script before just to see what I was getting myself into, but I kind of let myself be surprised by the text, and so I kind of just have an idea of who my character is, what they, you know, what their ambitions are maybe, and that's pretty much all I use to get into character, and then I let myself feel the emotions in the exact moment that my characters do, rather than, you know, preemptively knowing them, which might happen if I read the scripts beforehand.
Aw, okay. So I kind of have a surprise for you, and we're going to get the fan questions in a minute. But
okay.
You know, on my Discord server, where we have a room called the Audio Theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically for people who want to, like, do, like, acting, like, live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm renaming it Sleepy's Audio Theater.
What? Oh! Why? Why? Oh, my goodness.
I think, you know, you could have a lot of fun with it, and
that's so sweet. Thank you. Oh.
And I think that, yeah, so it's being renamed that, and I wanted to surprise you in the interview.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. That's so sweet.
And it's yours to have any kind of productions that you want to have over there at Dirty Nerdy HQ.
Mwahaha.
Aha,
this will be fun.
So yeah, let's get into fan questions. What do you say?
Yes, let's.
Alrighty. Okay. So, the first one, you have two from Mama Night Blossom. Shout out to Mama Night Blossom. What's up?
Ooh, yes.
She would like to know, how did you come up with the name Always Slightly Sleepy?
I was very tired. It was a long week. I was exhausted. I hated all of my friends, and I was in bed, and I couldn't sleep, and I had just found PTA on Reddit, and I did not lurk for long on that subreddit. I looked at audios for about 2 days, and then started recording, and the username kind of just was a divinely inspired, and I took it. I took it as it was given to me.
Oh, snap. She done took it.
Mm-hmm.
Made it her own. No capital letters. Don't need no capital letters.
Exactly. I actually do get a little bit pet peeved when people capitalize the letters in my username. So,
I do that. I didn't capitalize anything. Nothing will be capitalized on
Thank
anything.
Thank you.
Her second question is, what inspired you to get started in the audio ASMR world? And she also would like to say that she loves you heaps with four hearts.
Oh, yes. I love you too, Mama Night Blossom. Okay. What inspired me to get into the audio world? It really was, I was just tired and I needed something to give me some sort of inspiration, some sort of thing that I had that I could call my own. And so that's kind of why I started making audios, and I did not expect to enjoy it or get into it as much as I did. Before I knew it, like right when I started, I was posting almost every day or every 2 days on Reddit. Yeah. And then when it came to ASMR, it was, I mean, I was into watching ASMR for a few years before I started posting audios on Reddit. And I kind of always wanted to make ASMR, like ever since I first started watching it, but I didn't have the equipment. I didn't have the means to eventually acquire the equipment. And I knew that it would just be really, really hard to start out and maybe disheartening a little bit. And so then after a while of making audios, I realized that I had this audience that I could bend to my will and make them watch my ASMR videos. Kind of, not really, but the main thing was that I had acquired an audience that was interested in what I posted, and so that kind of gave me the motivation and confidence that I needed in order to get me to, actually start making stuff on YouTube.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You have one last question, and this comes from Daniel, and he would like to know, what is your most favorite of all time trigger?
Soft speaking. However basic that is, just straight up soft speaking.
Aw, I like it. Everybody, if you got that soft speaking stuff, send it to her. So we have one last question. It comes from Christopher Not Walking. You might have heard of him.
Right. I think I've heard the name before.
Yeah. He would like to know why you hate no mouth sounds, fam.
I don't like things that sound wet in general, and mouth sound wet, and so they gross me out. They sound like fleshy and weird, like, I don't know, whenever I hear mouth sounds, I can't help but picture, like, some gross, fleshy, like, anime monster that's, like, flesh is melting off of its body, and I don't know, it just grosses me out.
If anybody can like do a mouth sounds video and just get like some weird anime and like put that in the video, please do that and send it to me, please. I will get it to Sleepy.
Oh God, no.
Always slightly Sleepy. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for interviewing me. It was a joy to be had.
It was a joy. I truly mean this because I have been watching your content for a while, and I had no idea that we had mutual friends, and and then I was like, holy crap, and yeah, so it worked out. I finally got you on the show, so this is really big for me. So thank you.
Thank you.
But yeah. Guys, check it out. If you liked this video, let me back up first. Where can the people find you?
People can find me on Reddit, on YouTube, and Tumblr and Patreon as of now. Yeah.
Links will be down below as always. Now, guys, if you like this video, go ahead, hit that like button. And if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. I know if you've done both of those things already and you're like, what else can I do to support the show? Okay, look, we've got... I didn't mean to sound like Bill Cosby there, you guys. I'm sorry. But we've got a Patreon button right there. You can hit that Patreon button, and boom. Just for $1 a month, you can get early access to all of our interviews, including this one right here. So, we interview everybody. Like big artists, small artists, it doesn't matter. Please do that if you want to. And remember... my name is Christopher Not Walking. That was Always Slightly Sleepy. You were listening to The Dirty Nerdy Show, and we will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.